Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Mindong.
I'm Matt Giglio. 78 days until the college basketball season begins.
Yeah, time's ticking. We got to keep ramping things up. Conference number 5, I believe, is the Big West Conference.
Yes, and we're sorry we lied to you guys. We said we're going back-to-back. We decided to go Monday instead due to some time conflicts, but it's all good. It all happens sometimes. But, yeah, I'm excited to get to the Big West today. Obviously, Big West has been mostly a two-headed race these past couple of years with obviously UC Irvine and UC Santa Barbara. If you do recall last year, Santa Barbara won. They almost beat Creighton in that fantastic game. I know you were definitely shaken in that game because you're a big Creighton guy. But, yeah, I mean, they did very good last year in the March Madness tournament. But obviously, as probably some of you may know, UC Irvine's been running this conference for the past probably decade or so, and you actually got to experience the UC Irvine game. You went to that game, right?
Yeah, it was my first ever college basketball game. UC Irvine, I'll forget the opponent.
Yeah.
If they won, you get the point.
Yeah, you get the point. But, yeah, just very excited to get to today's episode. No breaking news, unfortunately, but, I mean, I wouldn't really suspect to have any more transfers coming. I mean, there probably will be one probably within this week or so. But, yeah, for today, obviously, Big West, like you said, player of the year, dark horse, and we got 11 teams. In today's episode. So, yeah, just excited to get to another conference preview.
Yeah, let's just get started with player of the year. Who is your Big West player of the year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple guys you can go with this player of the year for. I like your selection a lot personally, but I'm going to go with the guy that I think could be on the winning team when it's all said and done. I'm going to go with Colin Welp from UC Irvine. Averaged 15 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game this past season. He's the big man, focal point for UC Irvine's team, him and alongside Dawson Baker. And we'll talk about UC Irvine a little bit later. But I think Welp's probably the primary option, and he's the big man for his UC Irvine team. He's probably going to take him pretty far in this Big West tournament. So I think Welp definitely deserving of a nominee, at least, for the player of the year.
Yeah, my player of the year, I also think his team will be winning games. That is Erzam Manjan of UC Davis, 15.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists last year. He was the Big West Freshman of the Year 2 years ago, and this past year he had a terrific season. I think he's going to break out in his third year in this conference.
Yeah, and you could definitely go with Elijah Pepper as well. Both those guys have very good duos, both those teams do, so that's why they are pretty high up on both of our rankings with UC Davis and UC Irvine. So obviously, yes, now it is time for the dark horse. A lot of interesting decisions you could go here with the dark horse. So who are you going to be selecting for your Big West dark horse?
Yeah, I have a very interesting dark horse. That is UC San Diego. They're one of the top three-point shooting teams in the country. And you know that teams that shoot threes are always in games. And, yeah, shooting threes is just a good sign for winning games.
Yes, it's a good sign for winning games. But defense is also a good sign for winning games. Does UC San Diego have that? I don't know. It's a very interesting dark horse, personally, for me. Mine's also pretty interesting as well. I'm going to go with Hawaii. A very consistent team in the Big West. They've had some ups and downs, but all in all, they've been a very consistent team, if I do say so myself, in the Big West. And they got a big name coming into the Hawaii, a fellow Hook'em Horn, Hepa, going to be coming in from Texas. Shout out to the man, Hook'em Horns, always, as you know. But, yeah, don't sleep on Hawaii. I think it's going to be a very good team. I like pretty much every year they get a new guy coming in who's going to be a very key piece of their team. But this year is probably going to be Hepa. They probably got some other guys as well. But they have not released the roster, so we don't really know who else is really on this team besides our further knowledge. So, yeah, I got Hawaii as the dark horse.
Mm-hmm. And let's just get started with the main rankings. All of 11 teams in a Big West today. So at number 11, I have Cal State Northridge. Little obvious. The whole program and coaching staff is under investigation. Their best player, I believe, was TJ Starks. He is gone. Not a good look for this program.
Yeah, very tough hit to their roster, like you said. They only returned 2 starters, 6th and 7th man. They only have 9 guys currently on their roster, so definitely a very big red flag for CSU Northridge, like you said. And TJ Starks is gone. I don't blame him at all. So, unfortunately, Northridge gets the short end of the stick here, and they are definitely the last team in the Big West, unfortunately. I mean, every conference has one. Northridge definitely a clear favorite, unfortunately. That's just kind of how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And number 10, I have Long Beach State. I think it's safe to say that the glory days of this program is past their time, and it's going to be a very down year, more down than the previous years, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Long Beach State was going to be pretty decent last year. They got, obviously, Kelly Pham, Isaiah Washington coming in last year. It didn't really make the impact that we thought he was going to. I think we had Long Beach State in the middle of our pack, but definitely a bottom three team this year for me as well. I have them one spot higher. I'm putting Cal Poly here at number 10. Obviously, Cal Poly, they've also been at the bottom of the Big West for the past couple of years now, but they see a little bit of a bright spot coming in, obviously, with Eastern Washington transfer Jacob Davidson coming here. No, not J.D. Davidson. I'm knocking at you a little bit. But obviously, Cal Poly returns only two starters, some of their bench. I think they definitely will see some success, but I do not think they will get outside of the bottom three in this Big West Conference this year.
Mm-hmm. I have Cal Poly one spot above you. They were awful last year. But, yeah, Jacob Davidson's addition, they should be able to beat the bottom two teams. Sorry. And, actually, I keep mixing them up because 2 years ago or – the 2020 Big Sky preview, I actually said J.D. Davidson instead of Jacob Davidson when we covered Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but you need to figure yourself out and hopefully get it right for Alabama in the SEC. But, yeah, we'll keep moving forward now. Number 9, I got Long Beach State here. We already talked about it. They're going to be an all right team, but to be honest, we don't really know what's coming back for this team. So they're probably going to be a bottom three team, a huge hit to their roster from what we think. But, I was very surprised with the Big West. Not many of their teams released their rosters for the upcoming season. It hasn't really been a problem, but we've definitely gotten around it. But I was surprised that there's, 78 days till the season begins, and we haven't seen the rosters for some of these teams. A little bit scary, but we'll figure it out. But Long Beach State, they should be a bottom three team, unfortunately. But they should be okay. They should compete in some games. I think they still will be a bottom three. It's clear that these three teams are definitely the bottom tier of the Big West this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. At number 8, I have Hawaii here. This is a program that always outperforms their expectations, and I expect them to do so once again. Upon further research, I believe they return 3 starters, and they also have the addition of Kameka Hepo. Obviously, he was my favorite player at Texas last year, and yeah, I think they're going to outperform their expectations. They should be one spot above higher. I totally forgot to do the mid-episode change.
Yeah, it feels like the mid-episode change is always coming. But, yeah, I'm not changing anything as of right now. Keeping my number 8 the same with your dark horse, UC San Diego. This team only does return 2 starters. But we'll see some guys who thrive on the bench last year, step up in the bigger roles. The big name to watch out for, Tony Rokac. He was the leading scorer last year, 13 points a game off the bench, though. So will he start next year? Probably. Will he have the same role? Maybe. I mean, they could definitely utilize him on the bench, and maybe he'll still produce some great numbers off the bench scoring. But we'll see what happens with this UC San Diego team. Like you said, the three-point shooting team to watch out for. But obviously, the defense is the biggest question. Do they have it? I'm not too sure. I'm going to keep them at number 8 for now. But this team could definitely move up if the defense definitely elevates and improves.
Mm-hmm. At number 7, obviously, my dark horse, UC San Diego. They should be 8 because I do not think they're better than Hawaii. But, yeah, I'm just going to keep them at 7. It's too late now. And, yeah. They'll shoot their way in the games, like I said previously.
Definitely. My number 7, a team we've not heard of today, Cal State Fullerton right here. A very good two-man game with Anunoby, excuse me, and Dubuya. But I think the big question for this team is the supporting cast. Do they have enough to provide for this team, or will it just be a two-man show? It could easily be stopped by some other opponents. I don't know. But right now I'm putting Cal State Fullerton here at number 7. The team to definitely evaluate. Could move up. Could also move down.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, Cal State Fullerton, I have them at one spot above you at number 6. That two-man game, EJ Anunoby and Ibrahim Dumbuya. Like you said, 2 high major transfers as well. Don't sleep on this team.
Definitely do not sleep on this team. They're definitely in the tier 2, but they could definitely elevate into the top tier with, I'd say, it's a 4-man race for the top tiers right now, at least. This is the mid-tier right now. But number 6, I got Cal State Bakersfield here, a team we have not talked about today as well. Most of this roster does return. I believe this team's, like I said, currently in the tier 2 range. But they definitely have a good chance to move up into the top 4. But I think the top 4 is kind of set in stone right now. But, yeah, Cal State Bakersfield, like you said, they're pretty much bringing most everybody back. So they should be competing. A lot of experience under this team's belt. This is an experience overhyped team, and I like them. But I think they're going to be middle of the pack this year, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I have the one spot above you at number 5. Very successful first year in the Big West last year. And with nearly the entire roster back, it'll once again be very competitive.
Definitely. And my number 5 team, my dark horse, Hawaii. I have very big expectations of this Hawaii team. Like you said, 3 starters come back upon your further research, and also bringing in guys like Hepa. They probably brought in some couple other lower tier transfers. But I think Hawaii should be very good. They seem to always have a pretty sneaky, successful year every year, it seems. But I do believe this team will do very well and be in the middle of the pack. But they can definitely compete with some of these top teams in this conference. I definitely do believe that.
Mm-hmm. And now the top four, I think, is a little obvious in my opinion. Number four, UC Riverside. They don't return much, but what they do return are starters, and they also bring in a very solid transfer class. Should be in the top half of the conference easily.
Definitely. Clear number four team, I believe, is Riverside. Turn three stars, a little bit of the bench, like you said. Bring in the big transfer, probably J.P. Mormon, the third from Temple, coming in. He'd be a sneaky X factor, I think, for this Riverside team. Also took a very big season from their top option, Zion Poland. He was the second option last year, but he's now emerging into that top option for Riverside. So I think he should have a very successful season, and he's probably going to do as much as he can for Riverside, along with the supporting cast as well. But, yeah, I do like Riverside, definitely a top four team. Lower end of that, a tier one, I believe, for the Big West. So expect big things for this team.
Mm-hmm. Approaching the top three. At number three, I have UCSB, UC Santa Barbara. They had a dream season last year, but they lose the face of that last year's team, McLaughlin. They do return three starters led by one of the top big men in the conference, Amadel Sal.
Definitely. I think UC Santa Barbara are definitely going to still be competing for the top of the Big West, but I do not think, as of right now, they're the favorites to win the Big West. I got them one spot higher, though. I'll talk about them in a minute. Here's where I have UC Davis. They returned three stars, most of the bench. The big duo's back. This is probably the best duo, I think, in the Big West. Could be crazy, but I think it's definitely a two-man race for the top duo in the Big West. Obviously, Arizona Man John, like you said, your player of the year, and also Elijah Pepper. This team, those two guys alone returned nearly 30 points a game for this UC Davis team last year, which is pretty impressive, if you do say so myself. Leads to return, UC Davis definitely a contender. Depends on the supporting cast, like most of these teams. Do they have it? They definitely have some supporting cast, but I think Santa Barbara and the top team, UC Irvine, have a little bit better supporting cast. So that's why I'm putting UC Davis here at number three.
Mm-hmm. I have them at number two. I had very high expectations for them last year. I'll give them that same expectations this year, especially with Manjon and Pepper both back. They're my early favorite for the auto bid in this conference.
Very bold take right there. I could definitely see it happening, but I think it's going to be a very tight and close race between these top three teams. My number two team, Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barbara, like you talked about. Returning three stars, majority of the bench comes back. Obviously, losing McLaughlin, like you said, definitely hurts his team a ton. He was the focal point for that team, which is why they were so successful in the dream season, like you said. They do return Ayari Sani, the guy you did not mention earlier, and also Amadou So, like you said. But I still think the reigning champs are near the top of the Big West. Definitely going to still be heavily competing with the top team and also UC Davis as well.
Mm-hmm. And the number one team, obviously, UC Irvine. When is it not UC Irvine? They're consistently the best program in the conference, with Welp and Baker both returning along with many of their bench pieces. They should win the regular season title once again, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, I think it's no surprise that UC Irvine is the top of this Big West once again. A small step back last year, finishing second, but obviously moving back up to the top this year. No surprise here. Return three stars, most of the bench. Top two guys, Colin Welp, Dawson Baker, both coming back. Another very good duo for the Big West. I do expect UC Irvine to be back up to standards the past few years. I think they're going to be the Big West champions, but I would not be surprised if one of these other two teams stole the auto bid. And maybe Riverside as well if things go right. But, yeah, it's going to be a very good race for the Big West. Very excited to see who ends up coming on top. But I think UC Irvine, clear favorite to win the regular season. The auto bid, I think it's all up in the air as of right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is it for our Big West Conference preview. The next conference, the Colonial Conference. I have no clue. Anything? I don't have a clue about the Colonial Conference.
Yeah, Colonial. It's been. I don't even know what's coming back. I know. I'm pretty sure Matt Lewis is gone from James Madison. So, yeah, I don't really know what is coming back from the Colonial. Obviously, Hofstra won last year, but I know a lot of guys left Hofstra. So. Colonial's up in the air. It's definitely going to be a much harder one to figure out, but we'll probably get that out either 2 or 3 days from now. But obviously, we're going to ramp these episodes up like you've been saying. But I'm very excited to keep moving forward to the C's now, and we got a long way to go till we get to those heavy hitters at the end of the conference previews. But only 78 days left. Get excited. It's coming very, very soon, and I just miss being back in my set, back at home. I wish I brought some more stuff with me. But the bracket will be coming for spring semester. Maybe I'll bring a couple more of this stuff in my background to my dorm as well. I'm was very excited to be back as college basketball, finally almost back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I'm moving in a week, so my background should not be all white in a week. And yeah, I'm excited. 5 conferences down, 27 more to go.
Yes, sir. And obviously 78 days till the season begins. Like I said, just very excited to get to the Colonial next episode. And also a special guest coming hopefully this week. We might have another one also coming within 2 weeks from now. We've been definitely improving. And also shout out to all the teams that have liked our and reposted our stuff. Longwood recently liked our tweet, so shout out to Longwood. We respect that. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback at teams from some of the teams, so I'd love to see it. And I'm sorry if we put you at the bottom. That's just kind of how it is. But we definitely do respect all the teams that reach out to us, and we respect all the teams, obviously, in the NCAA. Yeah, I think that's all we have for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always. It's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.